From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. While the leader of the Paris attacks has been confirmed dead, the manhunt continues for Salah Abdeslam, who is believed to have helped carry out those attacks. Belgian authorities conducted 9 raids Thursday in several parts of Brussels, detained 9 people. Meantime, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls says France is facing a long war against those behind the Paris attacks that left 129 people dead. U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Thursday to pass a bill that would require top U.S. national security officials to certify that each individual migrant from Iraq and Syria is not a national security threat to the United States before granting them asylum. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
Supporters and opponents of the bill to restrict the flow of refugees from Iraq and Syria staked out their positions during a passionate debate on the House floor. They included Republican Doug Collins.
But we will not welcome terrorists.
And Democrat Loretta Sanchez.
Refugees are not the enemy.
The purpose of the bill is to keep Americans safe in uncertain times, said Homeland Security Chairman Michael McCaul.
We are a nation at war. The world was reminded last week that Islamist terrorists are seeking to harm our people, destroy our way of life, and undermine the foundational principles of the free world.
Migrants from Iraq and Syria who want to come to America are already subject to the toughest screening procedures in the world. Cindy Sain on Capitol Hill.
For the first time in 24 years, Somalia has an embassy in the United States. Former Somali embassy in Washington closed in 1991 as Somalia descended into civil war and chaos. This is VOA News. 2 Palestinian attacks targeting Israelis killed 5 people Thursday in one of the bloodiest days for Israel and a nearly 2-month-long wave of Palestinian stabbings and other attacks. A Jerusalem holy site known to Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and to Jews as the Temple Mount has been at the heart of the violence. The main Islamic organization in Israel has been behind a campaign alleging that Israel is trying to take over the site. Israeli officials have banned the organization, accusing it of inciting violence. Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard is set to be released from a U.S. prison today, but his desire to move to Israel will have to wait. 61-year-old Pollard, a former U.S. Navy Investigative Service civilian analyst, was sentenced to life in prison in 1987 after pleading guilty to selling classified information to Israel. Former U.S. Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, James Woolsey, once opposed Pollard's release, but now says he does not think that Pollard did what he did was as significant as originally thought.
I know of nothing that Pollard stole, whether it went to a third country or not, and I know of nothing that he stole and that stayed in Israel that damaged the United States at all.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked the U.S. to allow Pollard to move immediately to Israel, where his second wife lives. The state prosecutor's office in Bosnia said that it's investigating the killing of 2 Bosnian soldiers in Sarajevo as a terrorism case. One of the killed soldiers was a Muslim, the other a Bosnian Serb. Speaking to reporters Thursday in Sarajevo, a spokesman for the state prosecutor of Bosnia-Herzegovina said the attack has been qualified as an act of terrorism. He said further investigation will reveal all the details regarding the case. Chinese security forces killed 28 so-called terrorists, state media said, during a weeks-long search for those who carried out a deadly attack at a coal mine in the country's ethnically divided Xinjiang region. Report published today was the first official confirmation of the gruesome September 18th attack on a coal mine in Aksu Prefecture, which officials said killed 16 people, including 5 policemen. Following that attack, the assailants fled into the nearby mountains, prompting a massive manhunt that lasted for 56 days and involved the assistance of around 10,000 people. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.